Well, Russia has accused the United States and its Western allies of fabricating allegations over the use of chemical weapons by the Syrian government.
We need to be looking to credible allegations. Unfortunately, I think what our Western colleagues have been doing is trying to produce the maximum number of allegations with minimum credibility in an effort, one might think, to create maximum problems for arranging such investigation.
Shurkin accused the U.S., Britain and France of attempting to delay a U.N. investigation into the alleged use of chemical weapons. He also rejected, that is, a U.S. State Department statement that Russia is blocking an investigation into the issue. He said Moscow has promoted an investigation of credible allegations. Russia has already handed the United Nations the results of an inquiry into an alleged chemical weapons attack in Syria. The inquiry indicated that foreign-backed insurgents carried out a chemical attack which claimed 26 lives near Aleppo back in March. Well, to discuss that story a bit further, I'm joined by Professor Lawrence Davidson, who is a professor at Westchester University, and he's now joining us live via Skype from Pennsylvania. Professor, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you feel about this entire chemical weapons issue? I know we've discussed this in the past, but where does it stand at this point? Certainly, it seems the U.S. is trying to deny reality, as said by Russian experts as well as U.N. experts, too.
Well, I think that the president gets weekly and sometimes daily security updates. And what he gets is a function of investigations that, as they work their way up the ladder, become politically attuned to what's acceptable and what's not acceptable here in the United States. And this worked pretty well for Bush when it came to Iraq. And it seems like the same procedure is going on for Obama in the case of Syria and elsewhere. And so the intelligence information is skewed, sometimes subtly, sometimes not so subtly, in the direction of political acceptability. And that's really what you're seeing here. I mean, so the White House can say the Syrian government is using sarin gas, and now there's suspicion that no, it's not the government, but it's the rebels. But the public, if you went around and asked the American public about this, they would clearly have this notion of poison gas sort of connected now with Damascus.
So then are you saying, Professor, that in many ways the United States has done what it did before going into Iraq? It has convinced people about WMDs of sorts?
Sure. I mean, essentially, this sort of information that gets into the press is a function of managing American public opinion. And American public opinion has been managed to be against Assad. And so, of course, Assad can be the only one who legitimately can be accused of using the gas.
All right, we'll have to leave it for now. That was Professor Lawrence Davidson speaking to us live from Pennsylvania. Professor, as always, we do sincerely appreciate your insight.